Well, it's 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th. No, it's not. It's Monday, the 30th of December. Just getting dark now. I've been uptown, heading back. And this is officially the first test of my Roland CS10AM binaural microphones. I'm stuck in my ears at the moment. I'm just getting used to the... They're a different fit, totally different fit from the Apple earbuds. But they seem to be doing fine. I haven't really tested any movement, you know, bending over or, you know, looking through keyholes. But at the moment, they're doing fine. And I'm just testing the street sounds, as you might guess, until I get to the park, and then I'm hoping to, well, I will be doing another, a fresh recording of the park. So, I know that from experience, using stereo microphones, excuse me, there's going to be some noise, so I'm just going to pause because one of my earbuds just fell out as I crossed the road. Pardon. Yes, as I said, I know from experience with binaural stuff, not binaural, stereo recordings, as per my Zoom H2M, to get the best stereo effect, you really need to be crossing, picking up cross sounds. In other words, maybe lining up the device in line with traffic or whatever's going to pass you, whether it's a flocky geese or herd of elephants or a Dean Reed crossing in front of you. That you really have to get or be aware of the alignment of the device. And so with these binaural earphones, I'm walking with the traffic at the side of the road at the moment. And so you're not going to get the best effect. You only get a good effect if I turn around this way and walk sideways like a crab, so that the sounds of the traffic passing actually pass from one side to the other. I'm not saying you won't get anything, you won't get a sound effect if it's the other way, but I'm guessing you're going to get the best effect if you're working on a XY, well, it's XY recording anyway in the Zoom, but an XY axis, as it were. Does that make sense to anyone? So, the good thing about recording with these is, of course, that you get the binaural sound. And really, I'm not aware of it at the moment, although these CS10AMs from Roland do allow you to monitor at the same time as you're recording. I don't think there's another way around about it, to be honest with you, because you could use your own earbuds in the line-out jack, but then where do you want to put them? Because you've already got your Rolands in your lugs. So the only way you could work around that is if you attached the Rolands to, say for example, your shirt collar or your lapels, and then monitored using your never or hardly ever follow Apple earbuds, or your favourite earbuds if you've got ones that do the same. But to be honest, if you're monitoring, you just want an indication of what's being recorded, so I don't think it's that important to appreciate the quality. You can always do that once you get back to uploading or... Having said that, one of the uses I've got lined up for this is to record not through my Zoom, especially when I'm out on the go, as it were, but to record via my Tascam IXJ2 digital stereo interface unit. That's a mouthful. Into the 30-pin socket on my iPhone 4S, and therefore be recording straight into possibly the AudioBoo app for immediate upload. Or almost to be job mode. So that's the plan, and I'm going to test it out as soon as I possibly can. I did bring it with me, actually. I did. But anyway, I'm going to stick with the Zoom for the moment to see how it works with input. I already know how it does, actually. I already know how good it is because Adrian Wicks at TurboStream is already using the same device as mine, the H2N, and he's been putting up some really good stuff. So I guess you could say this is the first test. I'm just approaching Morrison's, so I'll pick up a wee bit of ambience in here. And maybe I should shut up for a wee bit. Huh? Skies are beautiful, by the way, after all the blooming rain today. Obviously it's better in the evening. You ever noticed that? Well, so there you have some road noise and store noise, because that's about all you can call it in these stores. I didn't go in for anything, I just went in to see how the mics would pick up and cope with the screaming bairns and the trolley bashing and the "I can't find it anywhere." I'll end this recording just very, very shortly because I'll be crossing the road in about 2 minutes into the park and do hopefully a quiet boo with my binaurals down there. I just stopped here at this point because this is the area I recorded the big rookery a number of days ago, and the, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 trees here, and they're all adorned with rooks. But that's about a tenth, or less than a tenth, less than a tenth of what I saw the other day there. So I have to remember, I have to put something down to remind me to come up here and do a recording. Obviously, stopping over here every night.